2020 Christmas, if you made it through the year. Stay at home, no place to go till the virus disappears. Have a 2020 Christmas when you're walking down the street. Wear a mask is all we ask, and keep away 6 feet. Oh no, the COVID grows, it's too much for me. Binge watching Netflix now, waiting for vaccine. Have a 2020 Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, 2020 is the Grinch we all wish will soon disappear.
Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, wear a mask unless you're a governor, mayor, any type of politician that wants to go out and have a nice evening with their family, and stay 6 feet apart. Unless you're a governor, mayor, or any other politician that wants to go out and enjoy time with their family. And don't go out anymore. No more outdoor dining. That's right. No more outdoor dining. Unless you're a big movie company down in L.A., you know, then we'll throw up some tents for you, a bunch of tables right on top of each other. That's okay, because you guys are bringing in the big bucks. Hey, James called yesterday and tipped me on to a school bus that was abandoned in Arizona, and it was filled with voting machines. And, you know, I did the quick search that said the fact checkers were going through, and this, you know, wasn't real. It was old office equipment. But, yeah, the more stuff keeps coming out, the election supervisor for District 2 in Maricopa County, Steve Churchy, is calling now for a forensic audit of all Maricopa voting machines used in the election. Judges have recognized that there is sufficient voter fraud and is giving them the opportunity to gather the rest of the evidence. Wow. So, yeah. Maybe that is a real story. Because now I also found a story that the fact checkers that Facebook uses paid by communist China. Wow. Hundreds of millions of dollars into Facebook for these fact checkers. Well, what do you think about that? Just so many headlines that we go to that, you know. Here we've got a GOP congressman, talk about wasting time. GOP congressman introduces You Must Be Alive to Vote Act. Seriously? That's what you're going to focus on? Come on, man. In the immortal words of Joe Biden. It seems as though Christmas joy and Christmas lights are now triggering the left, and neighbors are complaining to neighbors that your Christmas lights are triggering me. Take them down. Say goodbye to billionaire tax dollars in California, because Elon Musk has announced he's had enough and he's moving from Silicon Valley to Texas. Calls California entitled, if you can believe that or not. This is such a mess. We don't need all of this BS, people changing the laws and whatnot. And there's actually, I'm so thrilled because there's actually a, is it Missouri? I think it's Missouri. They're putting together a bill in their legislature that will wipe out any resolutions, any laws, any acts, any whatever that goes against the Second Amendment. They're putting together a bill that will null and void anything in the state that goes against the Second Amendment. That's the type of bill we need. And we shouldn't even need that. So we go to our constitutional expert, Sean Meehan. Sean, thank you so much for calling in today, because there are idiots out there who actually believe that the Constitution is a living document, that it goes generation to generation and should adapt to the way of life that we're living now. And that's just a bunch of crap.
Well, of course they do, Monica. They have to sell the vision of the socialist utopia. And the Constitution, as you well know, Justice Scalia taught us, was written in the average words that, except for a few small areas, the average man and woman can understand. It certainly needs applied to our modern life, but not twisted into our modern life. Everything that's in there and every situation that you could talk about that we're having trouble with today can be handled with the Constitution as amended.
Sean, one of the hardest things for me to get over, and I had a woman that was asking me on Facebook, and that is, are people just not reading the constitutions, whether it be the U.S. or their state constitutions? Do they just not care anymore?
Well, I won't presume to know what their motivations are. I know before I got into this 7-year odyssey of studying the Constitution and advocating for it, I was intimidated by it. You know, it's not real big, but it's the real deal. I know that, you know, and you're well aware too, we know each other, that even before the election, I would get a lot of inquiries. And I don't mind answering them, and I'm a little humbled that people think I know what I'm doing with the Constitution. But since the election, I've been overwhelmed with social media, texts, emails, people asking what I want, what does it mean? And I'll be honest, it's a little frustrating, because these are good American patriots. But, you know, if instead of, you know, reaching out to me or other people, they took a little bit of time to read a little bit of this, or looked at some of the wonderful free videos that are online by one of my mentors, Robert Brown, or others, you could learn. There's the vast majority of the Constitution is not hard to learn. You just have to take it in little bite-sized chunks. So they absolutely are not taking the time. I won't presume to know why.
Everybody does have to take that time, because it's not taught in schools anymore. Not like when I was in eighth grade. Eighth grade, that was a mandatory class, and I'm not even going to mention the year, because I think it was in the 70s. I can't remember. It might have been 80. But when I was in eighth grade, you had to have passed the Constitution class, and we went through everything. We went through the Bill of Rights. We went through the Constitution. We went through the Declaration of Independence. Why don't we have that in the schools anymore? And how do we get it back?
Well, and I graduated from high school in 1984, Dos Pueblos High School, Santa Barbara,
California. Oh, we graduated the same time.
Yeah, and it's still a very well-rated high school as far as, you know, all schools are progressive now. But anyway, and I had some pretty good history and social studies time that I didn't pay attention. And people still don't pay attention. And it's interesting you bring this up, because I've had some interaction recently. Assemblyman Wheeler just put a bill draft request in that's a repeat from last session, a bill that I helped research with him and write that was Assembly Bill 99. Never got a hearing last session, I believe because it was a conservative originalist view of the Constitution, mandating that the Federalist Papers and other things like that be taught. It had been passed a similar bill in South Carolina years before, with all Democrats and Republicans voting in favor. And what was interesting was, rather than that last session in the legislature, I remember specifically at the Nevada legislature's Senate Legislative Operations Committee, I was in there. They brought all these kids in with what they call this We the People program. And a lot of conservatives embrace it as, wow, teaching the Constitution. But I knew there was a problem when all these kids came in with their shirts from this program, where they're allegedly being taught the Constitution, and I don't know, 20, 25 of them are advocating for the National Popular Vote Bill, which usurps the Constitution. And I did some research and found out if you follow in Southern California, where the curriculum is developed, you follow the money trail, you follow the left-leaning political players in Nevada that are on the board of directors, it does not at all teach constitutional originalism. So you have to not just teach the Constitution. You have to teach the Constitution the right way. And I think we need that done. Even some good patriots I know that are attorneys admit they are not taught the Constitution in law school. They're taught precedents. But yet I know when I go up against them in various media, I get shouted down and laughed out because I'm not an attorney. And I say it's because I'm not an attorney that I know the Constitution better. And whenever we debate the material, it usually works out in the Constitution's favor, not the lawyer's favor.
So what do we do? Is there any way that we can bring this back? Do we ask? I mean, that really upset me 2 years ago because, and I was like a dog with a bone on that, just gnawing on that, that it didn't even get a hearing. How can you not even get a hearing on something like that, that is so important to the future and our kids?
Well, I think that we have to change our view. And you and I have talked about this numerous times, is we have to know what our rights are. We have to know how they're codified in the Constitution. They're very simple. We have to stop asking permission. Now, I don't believe that we're at the point yet where the militias and the violence and all these things that our founders told us, God forbid, someday might be necessary. I don't believe at all that we're there yet. There's more steps. But we, the people, have to do our job. And you can't defend rights that you're not aware of. You really can't. So we have to stop asking permission, stop yelling and screaming, be assertive and aggressive and polite and engage. And I'm still learning every day. This is not a destination. It's a sprint. It's a never-ending battle. Because the forces of evil, and I don't care whether you call them the Rothschilds, the Illuminati, the globalists, the Soroses, or just the Marxist Democrat Party, whatever they are out there, and they are strong, and they are resilient, and I believe they have less of an anchor in morals than our side does. We like to fight with the Marcus of Queensbury rules, and I don't think we should break the law, but maybe our side needs to combine a little more information and intelligence and a little bit more disciplined aggressiveness. Stop asking for permission and just asking for our rights. I know you you assert your rights by not wearing your mask whenever possible. I do the same. Sometimes I do it because I have a Trump mask and it upsets the triggers of the left and it has
I know,
very
me
fun
too.
Conversations. And, you know, but also there's private property rights. And if they want to deny us a mask, whatever, I can shop somewhere else. I'm good with that. That's your store. That's your house. That's your rights. I'm fine with that. But, and this I've told you before, and I'll end the comment with this, is I believe in my heart, because I carried some of those dead soldiers home on my aircraft, and that touched my heart and my soul very, 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 very deeply, that 1.4 million troops have died to found this country and to guard her Constitution since then. And I think if we can embrace that, look at our friends, relatives, loved ones, church members, community members, family, relatives, people that we love and respect, and say, we're tired. Let's sit down. Let's take a break. Have a Diet Coke. Rest up. Take a nap for a month. Take a year off. Whatever you have to do in politics. And get your ass back on the horse and ride into battle again. Just don't ever stop. Know what your rights are and don't ever stop. And that's the message.
Well, unfortunately, I think that we may have come too close to that breaking point where people weren't paying attention and they weren't fighting for their rights, because I don't know if you heard me mention it earlier this morning, but we now have aircraft carriers, four of them off the West Coast and three of them off the East Coast. And that's disturbing. We've had double-digit numbers of C-17s coming in and out of Nellis with Marines, with Army troops. So I think we're pushing something here, Sean, that is going to be another fight for our rights.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, being career military, and I was in the airlift world, I worked on not that particular aircraft, but in that world, there's exercises and things that go on, and I don't presume to know what all that is. There's some things that it could be that I can't go into from what I still know, but what I'll do is I'll steer this back to, I think what's important now too, is, as you well know, I'm one of the six Republican electors for Trump for the Republican Party in Nevada. And it looked like the Supreme Court spiked us pretty hard the other night. But I will tell you, I was just on the phone with our state party executive director and some of our people this morning. And our legal team is hard at work. This is not over until January 20th at noon, when the next president, whomever it is, takes their oath of office. There are legal options still available, many that have not been used in over 200 years. The founders, in their wisdom, anticipated a society that would lose their mind like this. You know, the, the people were never intended to elect the president. If you read Federalist 68, it's very clear. The states elect the president, and the Electoral College exists to ensure election integrity. And I will tell you that I'm so proud of the other five electors that I'm with that don't just represent Republicans in Nevada, but there were Democrats and independents that voted for President Trump. And I believe that although we haven't been officially appointed yet, that we have a duty, because we're the only ones that can sue, as we have under the law, to have standing. We have a moral duty to do the best we can to fight this as far as we can, because we have, whether it was intentional or not, we have documented cases of election fraud in Nevada. So I can tell you personally, just having got off the phone, it's still being looked at. It's still being worked at. Your legal team has not given up. And we're so proud of Texas leading the charge.
Yeah.
They found a clause in Article 3, which describes the judicial branch, where
Sean, can you actually hold on for a minute? Because I want to talk to you about that. But I got to take a break.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Sean Meehan, Guard the Constitution. We will be right back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Serenading you evenings now through Christmas. The COVID Carolers. You won't be able to hear all your holiday favorites. So have yourself a very muffled Christmas. The COVID Carolers, coming to a neighborhood near you.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're with me today, because I have my constitutional buddy, Guard the Constitution. It's .com, right, Sean?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, guardtheconstitution.com. And Sean and I were just talking before that break about Texas filing the lawsuit that now 17 other states have joined into. So that's 18 states suing, going directly to the Supreme Court to get our elections back and make sure that there is no fraud involved. Sean, the one thing that I love is people are finally starting to educate themselves. And when you brought that up, it flashed right into my mind that there is no set date, because everybody keeps throwing out this, you know, December 20th, the electors are going to, you know, get together and decide it. And there is no set date of doing that.
Mostly correct. The Constitution is very clear in one of the amendments that the term of the president ends January 20th at noon, even if no replacement's available. And that gets into the crazy scenario we don't even want to go into. And then before that, January 6th, in a joint session of Congress, Senate and the House, that will be led by the president of the Senate, who is Vice President Pence and still will be, counts the electoral votes. That, in my mind, just under a month away, is probably the biggest key day that we want to have most everything worked out by. As far as yesterday being the safe harbor, the 8th being the safe harbor day, the electors are supposed to vote on the 14th. That's all in law derived from the Constitution. And I would argue that due to the gross negligence that we've seen in some of our Nevada elected officials and the way they've conducted this sham counting of the election, and the way that the courts in Nevada have very arrogantly refused to look with any detail at our evidence, we have an absolute moral right to, much as Al Gore did in 2000 in Florida, we have every right that President Trump has to go before the courts and his representatives, the electors in the states, and ensure that justice is done.
And I think that's
right
where the left is confusing people, because they keep jumping up and down and putting out the, oh, well, this court, you know, denied it. This court denied it. Trump is losing. He's been denied here and denied there. And it's like, well, yeah, you need those lower court denials to get to the big guys.
Well, and the truth is, some people might have seen it was traveling on social media a week or so ago. Rudy Giuliani responded. I think it's when they were in Arizona at the hearing. They responded saying the truth that I think it's only been three were actually heard and denied. The rest of them were not entertained for lack of standing. And standing's a real thing where you don't waste a lot of the court's time. You have to have a certain cause that can come before them. I get it. It makes sense. I think, though, with cases like this, if you're a lower judge, and this is just my opinion, you don't want this on your plate at all, because you know it's going all the way and you're going to look stupid if you rule wrongly. So there's been very little evidence that's actually been looked at.
And some have been denied because of just minor filings that, you know, they filed it in the wrong court. They filed it, you know, inappropriately. So there's all kinds of reasons, but that's not how the left is looking at it.
Well, and you're right. I don't really worry how the left's looking at it, because, you know, liberalism is a mental disorder, I really believe. And so I'm not going to.
Yeah, but they own the media, so it goes down to the common person.
But again, those minds aren't necessarily going to be changed from attacking and debating, but some of them will be led to the truth if we stay consistent to our constitutionally based mission. We're going to charm them with the truth over time. It's an endurance battle. And I think what Texas did is amazing for this. Is it's a very, very rarely used clause in the Constitution that says when two states are parties to a lawsuit, original jurisdiction starts in the Supreme Court. There's also a principle, and this is just me knowing the Constitution. I don't know that our legal teams even talked about this. They might have. But there's a principle when it gets to the Supreme Court and they see several lawsuits across the country making their way, they can do a certain legal motion that probably has some fancy Latin name, right, where they can draw up these other cases. And this is where this is all going anyway, and time is of the essence. And the Supreme Court, let's be honest, they got some warts, but that's where we will get our fairest hearing, I believe. And I think that if the Supreme Court takes the time to look at the evidence that some of the states have, some is stronger than others, but it's all very robust, good evidence of facts. I mean, in Nevada, Monica, I've seen it myself. We have 42,000 people voted twice. We had 1,500 roughly dead people voted. We had green card holders voted. And remember, the margin of victory that Mr. Biden claims is 33,000 and around 600. We got the margin covered. Even if, God forbid, our side's wrong, which I'm sure we're not, what is the threat in putting the evidence out in front of the people as the founders intended in the light
Thank
of
you.
Day in a
yes.
court of law and having a fair discussion instead of the Democrats that attacked us in their abusive ruling that Judge Russell signed off on, claiming all these ridiculous technicalities and describing it as a theater production rather than a logical attack on our evidence? That's
exactly.
a problem, and patriots should know that. Get involved, communicate, and rise up. And when our next legislative session, whether President Trump's able to pull this out or not, at our next legislative session in Carson City, I better see a bunch of American fellow patriots waiting to knock the door down to tell their story and demand their country and their state back.
Exactly.
That's all that's going to work. That's all that's going to work.
GuardTheConstitution.com. Sean Meehan, thank you so much for joining me, and God bless, and keep protecting the Constitution, and I can't wait to see Ted Cruz in action.
God bless you, Monica. Take care, and if we don't talk, happy holidays to you and yours.
And you as well. All right, we'll be right back after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And I got to tell you, I love the emails and the texts that you send. And all I can send back out to you is my love and my recommendation to take a deep breath, but be prepared. You know why people get scared? You know why people live in fear? Because they're not prepared. When you're prepared, whether it be for a natural disaster, a man-made disaster, you can breathe easy. It's that fear of the unknown. Am I going to get COVID? Am I not going to get? And it's the fear that others put into you. Prepare yourself. Build up your immunity. Vitamin D, vitamin C, magnesium. Eat healthy. This is all working in conjunction. They wanted us living by fast food. Even to the point with the shutdowns, you know, delivering garbage to your doors. And I say your because, well, I kind of gave it up. It's hard, I know, but, you know, the grease and the fat, it just drives me nuts to see people how, oh, we can't go to restaurants. And it's like, if it's a good restaurant, yes, I can see where, you know, that's upsetting because we have some phenomenal restaurants in this town. But when you're living on the cold burgers and fries and that's just packing on the pounds, that's not good for you. And that's what they wanted for this society. For America, because it all plays right in to the long-term game. This is a game for them. Mary just sent me an email at monica@991fmtalk.com. Does anyone else feel the shutdown of businesses, which will cause tax losses to the state, is the perfect setup for the state legislature to once again try to institute a state income tax for Nevada, as they've wanted to do for the last several legislative sessions? How else do they expect to make up for the losses of income in the state? Well, Mary, that was one of the big things that Nancy Pelosi was fighting for and keeping the stimulus bills from passing, was she wanted help to the states who were underwater financially even before COVID-19. But she figures that Biden's just a couple of months away, so we'll let that slide for now. We'll get him the help that they need afterwards. They don't care about shutting down the American people. They don't. They don't mind lying to you about COVID. They don't. I'm getting it back and forth. Please stop saying that, you know, COVID is not happening in our hospitals and, you know, they're overrun and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, they're not overrun. And I know because I have a wonderful little Facebook post or whatever you want to call it, as my phone completely locks up and shuts down. Gosh darn it. The best laid plans, what can I say? Okay, I'll find that for you in just a minute. But if you were listening to the show earlier today, what you really need to be focused on is your personal safety. The safety of your family. Making sure that you have food and water in your house, making sure that you have a way to protect yourself from people trying to take what you have. Because you know what? When it comes down to it, that really is what this is all about. Others trying to take what you have. Your freedom, your voice, your property, Because if all of this goes through, guess what? There will be no private property owners. There will be no one with private property. No private property rights in a communist, with a communist agenda. President Trump was not supposed to win. But he did. And he won in such a manner that their machines, they couldn't keep up with it. So, what do? You cheat on the next one like you've never cheated before. People caught on to the fact. People caught on, and they know that there's going to be hell to pay. I mean, what do you expect when you have legislators out there again, or not again, but I will preference this by saying this was not a Nevada legislator. But when you have these words coming out of a legislator's, somebody who was elected to protect the people, out of their mouth, it's pretty disgusting.
Soldiers against racism. Soldiers against misogyny. Soldiers against domestic violence and domestic terrorism. Soldiers, rise. It's time for you to rise. Soldiers. Soldiers for Christ. Soldiers against racism. Soldiers against misogyny. Soldiers for black and brown people who are being mistreated. Rise, soldier.
This is a legislator who has asked her supporters to rise up against anybody who supported President Trump now or in the past and make them pay. What do you think that that means when she says rise up and make them pay? Fortunately, this woman has been stripped of all of her committee assignments. She's a Michigan Democrat. Where do we seem to have an issue with voting? Michigan. Just one of the contested states right now. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Mark this morning. Mark, thank you so much for calling into the program. I am doing great. I'm a little fired up today. There's a lot going on.
Well, that little speech that that little shrimp just made really fired me up, and I wish they would rise up because my AR is starting to get a little rusty.
I know you are there to protect yours and your community, and Mark, were you listening to the show earlier when I had mentioned the aircraft carriers off the West and the East Coast?
Yeah, I'm kind of not thinking too much about that one, but this guy that's telling his soldiers to rise up, seriously, why don't
that was
they? Why haven't they?
A woman.
Because I'm dead serious. My AR is ready to freaking go, and I'm ready to freaking go. I'm so sick and tired of these pussies doing this shit.
Mark, I gotta catch you. I can't have that kind of language on the air. I apologize for that. My producer should have grabbed that. No cussing, no bad words. I know people get fired up, but there's rules that we have to play by. And I'm all for those. So we'll be back right after this on 92.9 and 99.1 FM Talk as I go scold somebody.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910, KKFT.
Oh, I hate doing this. I really do. So deeply apologize for the profanity that Mark had let loose with on the air. And I do have to let Mark know that management has now banned him from the program, which we don't do. I mean, that's, you know, unless it is blatant racism or, you know, just something that we do not believe in. But because of FCC rules and things like that, because there are children listening and we don't put things like that out on the air, we have to revoke call-in privileges. Which upsets me because Mark and I have had some great conversations together. Mark, you can still text, but we just can't have you on the air. It just shows how contentious of a time this is. Nobody knows what to think. Nobody knows what to feel. People are frustrated that they have to wear a mask just to do their grocery shopping. People are frustrated because, well, the kids are at home. So many adults out there, so many parents have gotten so used to the education system just being a babysitter that it frustrates them to not only have them at home if they're, you know, if they're at home as well, but it also frustrates those who have to stay at home now, who would normally be working. We also are frustrated because we feel like we're not being told the truth. Is he president? Is he not president? Is there really an office of the president-elect? Is, you know, are we gearing up for something? The notions that, you know, why for so many years has the federal government been amassing weapons for agencies that shouldn't have weapons? Like the Environmental Protection Agency? What's that all about? People of a certain age remember what this country has gone through. And I'm not talking about the founding fathers. Yes, it is nice to remember them and what they went through to bring us this amazing country and our freedom. But we have people who remember what it was like to go into World War II, what it was like for the Vietnam War, the Korean War, what it is like to be forced, literally, to kill someone that you don't know because of the possibility that they're going to kill you. The things that our military men and women have seen, the things that our missionaries have seen, the starvation, the corruption in governments, the hostile acts against different governments, against their people. The starvation, the disease. Government is a great thing, but it is not to be the ruler. It is not to have power over everything you do. Government is supposed to protect its citizenry. And right now, all it feels like is our government is actually suppressing its citizenry on every level. And that's frustrating. And tempers are flaring. So again, I go back to what I said earlier in the show. Take a deep breath and do what you need to do. Not what everybody else needs to do. Do what you need to do to be prepared for anything. Whether you look at it through a conspiracy theory eyes, whether you look at it through biblical eyes, whether you look at it through alien invasion eyes, do what you need to do to be prepared for anything. Because when you are prepared, that will ease the fear. And you should never, ever have to live in fear, because if you are, then you are not living. God bless you. I love you. Have a great day. I'll be back tomorrow. Make sure you check out the podcast if you missed anything.